Tonight's shiur is dedicated by the Cohn family, Leili Nishmas Reb Yoni. This March 13th will be the Kahal Hasidim of Highland Park Evening of Inspiration and Elevation, honoring Reb Aaron and Goldie Grossman, Reb Benish and Chani Grossman, and there will be a memorial tribute to Reb Yoni Cohn. If you'd like to help support Kahal Hasidim of Highland Park, you can go to bit.ly/KCHP Journal. Tiskele mitzvahs. This week, like, kind of Shama is going to be good. Next week, something else will be good. That's part of the idea. It's not so much that, like, everybody, including myself, remembers everything we go through here. But the point is that if you focus at least on some part of davening, it just means that when you daven the next few days, at least, it's not as much of a rote thing. I think I've said here many times, and I'll say again, Dr. Reisman's Yesod of Dieting. And my brother's a doctor, so I asked him about all the different diets. So many diets, different shitas. There's a rationale behind this diet, behind the Atkins diet, and there's a rationale behind the Zone diet, there's a rationale behind the South Beach diet, and I'm outdated, I'm already saying the old stuff. Keto. I don't know, the Nuthi keto diet and all these things. So I asked him, like, how can it be? And sometimes the rationales that they give are actually contradictory. How can it be that for all these diets, there are people who say that it really helped them? So he told me two things. He said, first of all, it's true that sometimes different people respond to different diets. But the second thing he said, he told me like this, that all the diets have all these different rules. But there's a rule that goes before the first rule of every single diet. That is, that you have to think and plan what you're eating and how you're eating it. I mean, that's really the main thing. Rule number zero of every diet is that it's not hefker. That it's not just without thinking. So, it's just coming to mind now. So, because of Shalom Shadron's rule that if something comes to mind, you have to say it. But I just heard on Torah Anytime on the way here, on my way home from work, a story about a fellow who was working. He owned, I think, a pizza shop. He was managing the pizza shop. And he was putting on a lot of weight, and he said that he doesn't understand why. Because he's so busy at work that he doesn't even eat. He doesn't eat breakfast, he doesn't eat lunch, he doesn't eat dinner. So what's up, shot? So one of his workers, one day at the end of work, called him over. He said, I want to show you something. He showed him a table in a side room that was loaded with food. He said, what's this? He said, you don't realize, you sometimes chaperein, like you're making fries, you grab a handful. So I was watching you. You grabbed a handful of fries, I grabbed a handful, I put them on the side. You grabbed half a slice of pizza, you were working, but nice you were eating, I grabbed half a slice. And this is what you had today. And it was like a whole table full of food. So that's what happens when you're not paying attention. So it's the same thing with tefillah, because I'll say that tefillah is like from the things that's tzrichim chizuk. Tzrichim chizuk means that it's normal that a person feels that their tefillah is starting to lose. They're starting to lose concentration, starting to lose focus, starting to space out, or whatever it is. And then you need to be mechazik. You need to pump up. You need to recharge the batteries and get your focus back. It's actually a normal thing. It doesn't say tefillah is something you have to do perfectly. You're not doing it perfectly, you have a problem. No, it's tzrichim chizuk. Okay, so let's do some chizuk. This week's topic is Berachas HaTorah. Berachas HaTorah, the Shulchan Aruch starts off with a warning, with an ad. Sin Mem Zayin Sif Aleph. Berachas HaTorah Tzarech Lizoher Ba'ma'ayt. Berachas HaTorah you have to be very, very careful with. Make sure to get it done. Right? It doesn't say that about everything. It doesn't say everything you start. It says, oh, this is the most important thing. This is the most important. There are some other things that it says. Tzarech Lizoher Ba'ma'ayt. Mezuzah it says, I think. It's probably some other things. But it's interesting that it starts with this warning that you have to be very careful with it. What's the source? Oh, exactly. Zogt Reveli Sklar, the Ber HaGoyle took it straight out of your mouth. He says, what's the source that you have to be careful with Berachas HaTorah? Nedarim Pei Aleph. Gemara Nedarim Pei Aleph. What's that Gemara? It's a famous Gemara. The Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Perek Tes, there was a big mystery at the time of the Churban. Miho isha chacham v'yavin ezayis. Who is the wise man who will understand this? V'asher diber pi Hashem elav yagida. And what prophet, right? Asher diber pi Hashem elav means who that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke with could tell me the answer to this question. What's the question? Alma of the ha'aretz. Why was the land lost? Why was the land lost, destroyed? Why? Vayomer Hashem, Hashem said, Al azam es terasi. So the pasuk says here, nobody knew. You ask around, nobody knows the answer. What's going on over here? Hashem himself came and he said that the reason the land is lost is because Klal Yisrael abandoned my Torah. So the Gemara says, in Dar and Pei Aleph, Dover ze nishal ha-chachamim v'la-neviyim v'loi pershuhu. They asked the Chachamim, they asked the Neviim, they couldn't explain it. Ad she-pershu HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmai, till HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself explained it. Then the Gemara explains one more thing. Rebellion, where are you? What's the pshat? Shaloi, Rechav HaTara Tchila. Yeah.
Big
Talmud Chacham. Learns a lot. When you learn a lot, you become a Talmud Chacham. That's how it works. So there's a process to this. Right? So, the Gemara says that the pshat is they weren't saying Berchas HaTara. Now this is very interesting. The pasuk says Vayomer Hashem al azam es terasi, and the Gemara explains it means they didn't say the bracha on Tyra. So the Ran explains, he says it can't be that they actually simply abandoned the Tyra, because then it wouldn't have been such a mystery. The Gemara says nobody knows. The Chachamim don't know. The Neviim don't know. What's going on over here? So there must have been a subtle thing. That's a subtle problem. Says the Gemara, it was a subtle problem. The problem was a lack of Berachas HaTorah. So why is not saying the bracha on Berachas HaTorah, why is that a big taina? So the Ran explains, right? And the Darim, the main mefarish on the page is the Ran. The Ran says that if they would have had the proper, show the proper respect, the proper Chashivas HaTorah, they would make the bracha. And even though they were still following and keeping the Torah, the fact that they found the bracha not important showed that it wasn't, the learning itself wasn't important to them. That's how the Ran explains it. That's the Ran. Now there is the fake Rashi, right? In the Darim, on the inside of the page, it says on the top of every page Rashi, but it's not Rashi. Somebody else wrote a commentary there. It's not Rashi. It's funny. Only there it says Rashi on the top of every page. In the regular Gemaras where it is Rashi, it doesn't say it.
The famous thing, hashtag fake Rashi, comes from there.
Yeah, there's one other place. Where else the fake Rashi? In the commentary to the Rif, they also print on the side. It says Rashi, and it's not Rashi. It's based on Rashi.
There's also, what is it, in the Darim.
The end of Makkos.
Makkos.
And above Baba Basi, and the Rashbam.
Yeah,
the
Rashbam in the middle, right?
Thomas. There's a whole, it mentions Tosfos.
Yeah, that's not going to be Rashi.
That can't be Rashi.
Right, that's the Einik Lech. Okay, so anyway, so this Mefarish, whoever he was, he must have been Chashev because he got into the page of the Gemara. So he says, a different pshat, he says that it came from enthusiasm, Adarabba. The guys would come running in, they would open the Gemaras, they go straight to work to learn, and they would skip the bracha, carelessness. And his Lashon is here, Gilim Bov, Loin Yisrael Levarich. But he says that the problem is that when you say Berachas HaTorah, you daven that you should be Matzliach in learning and your kids should be Matzliach in learning. So you skip that, that's a big disaster because that ends up causing that you're not Matzliach in Torah and then it falls by the wayside.
Is it so pashut that they didn't say it because of the lack of Jews, or they pashut they weren't Zahir because that they weren't, they didn't treat it? If they were following the Torah, they actually had to do Berachas HaTorah.
Well, that's what the words of the Gemara are, that they didn't say the bracha. If you want to read it in a non-literal way, it's...
Well, I thought the Ram is saying that they didn't have a kashrut, therefore they didn't make the blessing.
Yeah, that's what he says. They didn't make the bracha.
The words of the Gemara literally.
He's saying that the fact they didn't say the bracha was a sign of a bad attitude with it. I want to tell you, this Gemara has hundreds of pshetlach on it. Like, every sefer has something to say on it. I'm sure there's much more. If I would have had more time, unfortunately, the brisk production pace means that I can't look into every single of the svarim I have, but there's definitely a lot more on this, and I'm going to offer one more pshat a little bit later. Okay, so anyway, so the Gemara says this based on the Psukim in Yirmiyah, and the Shagas Aryeh over here points out that you see here that Berachas HaTorah are much older than the Anshei Knesset Gedolah. Anshei Knesset Gedolah are between the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara says in Brachas and in Megillah, that Anshei Knesset Gedolah are misakin most of the Brachas. But here, Berachas HaTorah was early. It was earlier than that. during the days of Yirmi already, it was Berchas HaTorah. The Shag's Aryeh actually holds that Berchas HaTorah are deraisa. We know that benching is deraisa according to everyone. The Shag's Aryeh holds that Berchas HaTorah is also deraisa. Even if you hold it's not deraisa, it definitely was older. It's definitely as old as the Nevi'im. And halachically, by the way, the Mishnah Berurah at length deals with the Nafka Mina. If it's a deraisa, then let's say you're not sure if you said Berchas HaTorah or not. So usually the klal is Safik Bracha is Lahakel. You don't make a bracha if you're not sure. But if it's the bracha would be a deraisa, we're machmir. Like benching, if you ate a full meal and you're not sure if you benched, you're supposed to bench. Even though you're not, you might be benching again. Because Safik deraisa. So, but this is machlekes whether Berchas HaTorah is real deraisa. And he's, the Mishnah Berurah Maisa says that you should say, at least, you should say just the bracha of Asher Bachar Banu if you're not sure. But if you already davened, we're not going to get into this tonight, but if you already davened, there's a tzad that you were yoytzer already when you said the bracha of Havarava. And therefore, then you shouldn't do it. You should go over to someone else and ask them to be mitzi you, if possible. Okay. Now, that's the Gemara in Brachas. In terms of the actual text of the bracha, that's the Gemara in Nedarim. Sorry, in terms of the text of the actual bracha, that's the Gemara in Brachas. Brachas Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph on the base says, what's the bracha that you say in Berchas HaTorah? So Gemara says like this. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Asher kidshanu b'mitzvaysa v'tzivanu lasik v'derei sayra. Okay? Sounds familiar. Then it says, Rabbi Yechanan says, Harev no Hashem lekeinu as divrei sarascha b'finu. Sweeten, I'm going to translate just because this is a bracha that's kedai to know what it means. Right? Sweeten the words of Torah in our mouths, b'fi piyais amcha beis Yisrael, and in the mouths of all of Klal Yisrael, v'nihi anachnu, and may us, v'tzetzainu, and our descendants, v'tzetzai amcha beis Yisrael, the descendants of all Klal Yisrael, kulanu yoydei shemecha, we should all know your name, v'iski sarasecha, and we should work on your Torah. The riff has lishma, which I think is a pretty common girsa. We say it in our siddurim. Baruch atah Hashem amlam etar lama Yisrael. Then it says, so we have so far Shmuel, Rabbi Yechanan, Rav Amnuna Amar, Asher bachar banu mikol ha'amen v'nasal anos terasoi, Baruch atah Hashem naisin etar. So we have three different amirah, I'm saying three different things. And the Gemara says, Hilkach lemrinu lekulahu. The Rosh's gear says Rav Papa. There's many places in Chas where it says Rav Papa said, since there's Machlek is what to say, let's say all of them. So Rav Papa says Lamrin Lakulu. Yeah, do you remember any other ones? I forgot. I think there are 10. We had one here. I can't remember what it was. Yeah. Remember which one? It slipped my mind here. I lost something. Was that Asher Yatzar? Oh, Reife Kolbasar, Mafli Lasis, right? That's the one. One shita says you finish Baruch Atah Hashem Reifei Kol Basar. The other shita says you finish Baruch Atah Hashem Mafli Lasis, right? That's the one, so you say both. Okay. There's many others.
Is it strange that they were arguing about what they... Because you said these brothers were prior to...
Oh, so one important ha'ara here, which I don't have an answer to. There are a few places in the Gemara and Brachas where it says, what's the correct way to do this? What's the correct way to do Havdalah? So the question is, well, how did your daddy make Havdalah?
Right. I knew that. He was with one dad before.
What happened till now? Right, so there's a Taisis, I forgot where, somewhere in the Lamed, that says that sometimes the Gemara asks the question, sometimes it doesn't. He doesn't explain why, but like, for example, by Havdalah, the Gemara actually considered it a serious question. The Gemara explains that Havdalah, I don't want to go through all Gemara, but the Gemara explains that there was a time that they used to make Havdalah only during davening, there was a time they make Havdalah only on a kais, and then there was a whole history behind it. But that explains how it happened. But other brachas is a good question. I don't have an answer. How does the Gemara start? May Mevarich. What's the bracha Berchas HaTorah? If presumably Berchas HaTorah existed before then. This is like a general question.
Generally, the Gemara asks May Mevarich. It doesn't have to mean that the Gemara doesn't know the answer.
Right. That's correct. Yeah. It doesn't have to mean there's no answer. But the fact that you have three different answers to it makes it a little worse. Yeah. That's a good point. Right. Yeah.
Could be that one wasn't ice gehalten everywhere. So could be
maybe
there
were
ice.
Right, that's said about Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Right, Rabbeinu Tam was the grandson of Rashi. So what did Rashi's father wear? Rashi tefillin or Rabbeinu Tam tefillin? Right. So the answer seems to be that this machlekes actually preceded both of them. We're calling it Rashi not because Rashi made up Rashi tefillin, but because Rashi in his parish on the Gemara supports that pshat, that way of making it. But it doesn't mean that there wasn't an argument before that.
So the question is relevant to why do the Gemara brings from Brachos, where we learn from the Halach Sabata.
Yeah.
Because you do it, you do it by the end of benching.
Right.
So for sure you should do it by four. I think that, Like, why do you need that pasuk if it's object, if it was mandated by the
right? So that supports that there's a separate, like a separate source. Yeah. Yeah. Good point. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the Shulchan Aruch brings a machlekes whether you say Harav Nashem Lekeinu or Veharav Nashem Lekeinu. It seems like a small machlekes. Like, do you say Alkeinu Kavalcha? Do you say Ve'alkeinu Kavalcha? You know, it seems like it's a huge big deal. But over here, it's a machlekes Rishayim, and here it's a little bit more fundamental because it's a sign of a bigger issue. It's really a question of how many brachas there are. If you say Veharav, no, it's a continuation of the previous bracha. You say, so that sounds like it's a long bracha that starts Asher Kedusha Mitzvah and ends Baruch Atah Hashem Am Lamitar Lama Yisrael. If you have Harivna without the Vav, then the implication is that it's a separate bracha. You say one bracha Asher Kedusha Mitzvah Tzivano Lasik V'Derisera. There's a second bracha, Harav Nashem Lekeinu, Baruch Atah Hashem, Alamai Tarel Ma'Yisrael. Then there's a third bracha of Asher Bracha Banu Mikol Am and Asa Nos Terase. And there is a Machlekes Rishayim, Oz, a big mafamina, whether the Machlekes Rishayim, when you say Barsa Tarel, you're saying two brachas, or you're saying three brachas. That's the Machlekes. And we're not going to get back to it, but the Ilum, we'll remember from last week, we talked about the question of Bracha Smucha L'Chavrta, that's part of the question here, which some Rishayim say if it would be a separate bracha, it should start with Baruch, Ayin, and Taisis. In a couple of places in Ksuvas and Brachas. Okay, but the major nafkamina would be
Shavuos morning.
Right? It's really nafkamina all the time, but it really comes up Shavuos morning. What I mean is like this: if you're listening to someone else saying Berachas Atayra, so if you say that there's three brachas, so when the person says Betzivano Lasik V'Devisari, he's supposed to say Amen. Then he starts the second bracha, Amlam Atayra L'Maisrael, I say Amen again. Then he says Naisin Atayra, you say Amen again. But if you hold this one bracha, so you're not supposed to say Amen between Lastly, with Divrei Sarah and Vaharavna. So this happens, I find, every Shavuos morning. Because first of all, Shavuos morning, people are answering Amen to the brachas out loud. And second of all, Shavuos morning, people are sleepy. So people's autopilot tends to kick in. And you usually hear all the funny mistakes people make Shavuos morning. So what happens? So one guy gets up and he says Brachas Atayra for everyone else, to be might see them, because everyone else stayed up all night. And he says, Lastly, with Divrei Sarah, and a couple of people say Amen. And then some people yell, nu, ah, sha, the whole thing, which doesn't help things really, because you can't undo the fact that he said Amen, so all you're doing is disturbing even more. But they just want to show that they know, you know, that it says...
You can prevent the Amen to the second one, and leave it only for the third one.
Yeah, so the second one you should say Amen. In other words, because that's separately a distinct bracha. When the person says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Lama Terel, Lama Yisrael, you definitely do. Yeah. So that's like the Shavuos morning faux pas that is very common. Now, you should know that it's not so pashut that it's a mistake, because it's Machlekes Rishayim. Mishnah Berurah brings that a majority of Paiskim say not to say Amen, but it's important to realize many, many Paiskim hold that you can't say Amen. And there's a Rabbi Kiva Eger writes that he holds you should say Amen, since he has a whole list of Rishayim, Rambam among them, and I think he said Ravid also.
But he takes out the Vav.
You take out the Vav. Yeah. However, Ravnechi's smiling because he knows exactly what I'm about to say. Who could guess just the fact that we're smiling at each other that what I'm about to say? The Boston Siddur. The Boston Siddur says that right before Birchas Atayra, it says, our minig is that you say Amen after Lasik V'Divrei Sarah, and you say Ve'haravna. And it says it's Api Kabbalah, which means that I don't know what the pshat is. It says it has to do with Arizal. I wanted to look it up. I don't always know where to look these things up. I have to ask Makobo. But he says that it's Veharavna and it's still two separate brachas. It's a very interesting thing. And Al Kaponim, so at least here in Boston, on Shavuos morning, if somebody says Amen, the last of the Reser, no, if somebody yells at him, they make a mistake.
They yell at the guy, exactly.
That'd be the extra geschmack. They knew. In Boston, we don't say this.
In Boston, even if you're up overnight, you might see all the brachas.
Oh, in Boston, anyway, you say all the brachas, you're up overnight. Ah, so you mean in Boston, you don't even have this, see? So I didn't know that. Okay. As a general question about these brachas, very interesting. What sort of bracha is this? What I mean is like this. When you put on tzitzis, you make a bracha. Sherek Hedeshon Mitzvayisav Tzivanu L'Sati Efe Tzitzis Ra'al Mitzvah Tzitzis. When you take a lulav, you make a bracha. Sherek Hedeshon Mitzvayisav Tzivanu Al Tilas Lulav. Tilas Yadayim, you make on Tilas Yadayim, right? There's a bracha on most mitzvahs you do. You make a bracha. Beer chametz, howl on Yom Ha'atzmaut. What do you do in Boston now? You don't. Whatever. Every bracha you make, every mitzvah you do, you make a bracha. Right? So, on Birchas HaTorah, all of a sudden we have all these different neschais. What is it? What kind of bracha is this? Is this a regular Birchas HaMitzvahs? Or is the fact that we're making all these different brachas, is that a sign that there's something else going on here? There's a lot of raid on this. The Pashtos, which the Pnei Yeshua, the Levush, the Taras Chaim, the Echreinim say, is that the bracha of Asher Kedishan HaMitzvah Yisov Tzivan HaLasek V'Devei Sairah, that's the regular brachas HaMitzvahs that you make on every mitzvah. The other brachas are some kind of other, like a brachas HaShevach, you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the Torah. Obviously, it includes a certain amount of tefillah. And there's even one of the Gdol HaKhoinim says that it's a brichas hanenin. It's geshmak a thing. So, now, it's just important to note that that's good according to our minhag.
You wouldn't be able to have someone else be out to you.
Why?
Because if there's a pair, I think I want to brichas hametzah, like, I won't see.
What do you mean? Yeah. Somebody makes a hagof and kiddush, right?
That's a brichas hametzah.
Yeah, but
that hagof. It's not so posh that you can be lost to somebody else, because there's no necessarily arevas when it comes to...
You have to make a business, you can't eat your kid. They had their own wine. If I had to in the meal, they would have to make a separate bracha.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't for brichas hametzah.
That's a good point.
Independent of brichas hametzah. They'd have to make a separate brichas hametzah. Yeah,
that's a good point. It's just important to note that in the Gemara was mashma that each of the shitas was a separate shita. You know, it's each Rabbi Yechanan only said his version, Rav Hamnuna only said his version, Shmuel only said his version. Just we decided to say all of them. So it's nice to plug in now that we say all of them that this is this type of mitzvah, that type of mitzvah. But those amiran themselves didn't seem to work that way. I'm not sure how that works. Okay. In any case, it is a little bit better. There's really a bit of a question, which I want to leave as a general open question, but we have a mahalach a little bit, which is, well, the Gemara has a shaila. What's the nusach of a certain bracha, or what's a certain thing to do? And there's different versions. So if Papa comes along, I think it's 10 times a chas, and he says, say both of them. Fine. But over here, where there's a shaila, what the bracha should be, it's a little bit interesting. There, Papa comes and he says, so do all of them. Well, whoever's right, the other brachas are bracha vatala. You're making three different versions just because it's a suffix. You don't know which one it is. Now, it could be, all right, the Yetzirah came to me today and said, well, according to Shagas Aryeh, it's a deraisa. So, by suffix deraisa l'chumra. So if there's three different versions, one of which is right, so you have to say all of them. I think that's a mistake, because I don't think it's a deraisa to say the exact words. It's just deraisa that you should say a bracha on Torah. I'm not sure. That's why I think it was the Yetzirah. But Al Kapanim, what the Achreinim are saying is that, the Yitzhar wants to be Lamdish, and he's a Lamdin, but he's also an Amaretz, you know what I mean?
That's
what
I'm saying.
That's what
I'm
saying. Once you say, that's what I mean. Once you say that there are actually different types of brachas, and we're being Yitzhar, or we're fulfilling different functions, it bothers me less that you're making more than one version of the bracha.
It bothers me more that there are three different
amaranim. Right, exactly. That's still a bit of an issue. Yeah, the Ravid says that a little bit. Yeah, please, I appreciate it. Yeah, the Baal Amar also says a different thing. He says that the brachas are connected three types of Torah. He says Mikra, Mishnah, and Medrash. He says that connected that we say later Karbanis, which is Psukim, Ezehu Mekayman, which is Mishnah, and Rabbi Shmuel, which is Medrash. Very interesting thing. Chaim, Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nihyeh Dvarei.
Right.
No.
The same thing, sort of, by Birchas HaTorah, by saying,
Yivarechecha. Right, so that's also true. Now, there's a minhag, a widespread minhag, that after you say Birchas HaTorah, you say what? You say Varecha Hashem, which is Psukim. You say Eil Dvarim Shein Lamshir, which is a Mishnah. And then Eil Dvarim Sheochem Pariseim Bal Mazeh, etc. That's Braisa. So it's also really Mikra Mishnah Midrash. Yeah, it is. It's brought down by the Rishonim. Taisa says that, strictly speaking, it's not necessary. The reason we do that is because, well, first of all, if you're not going to learn the whole rest of the day, then you want the brach to be on something. But also, there's a famous Yerushalmi that Taisa brings in brachas that says that it's mashma, that you're supposed to learn right after Birchas HaTorah, so it shouldn't be a hefsek. You should make the bracha now and do the mitzvah in an hour. Taisa says, strictly speaking, it's not necessary, but it's still a minute. Now, what the bracha is on exactly? The bracha is a bracha on learning Torah or on keeping the Torah. There's actually a machlekes. Sfaradim don't say lasik with the Reseira. Ashkenazim say, Asher Kedushon Mitzvah Yisavitz, you want to last like with Divrei Torah, to work on Torah. The Sfaradim say, Al Divrei Torah. Asher Kedushon Mitzvah Yisavitz, you want to Al Divrei Torah. So, Avudram says that to say Al is better, because you want to cover not just learning, but also keeping the Torah. He says, Al is better because it's called Esek HaLimud V'Asiyas HaMitzvahs. The Beis Yosef says, but that's not what it is. The Bracha Berachas HaTorah is on learning Torah. So it's better to say Lasik with the Reis Torah.
Maybe it's because it's Nechal of Yehur Hurim of Torah beforehand. Al is L'Sha'avar and also L'Asid.
Yeah, some people are like that.
So you mock it on the going. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm.
That's good, yeah.
Is Lasik for sure Limud?
So Lasik means to work on Torah, and the Avodram is assuming that means to toil in the work of studying the Torah. But you're saying maybe it means doing the work of baking matzah, the work of doing chesed. Yeah, it's interesting that Avodram doesn't say, neither Avodram Beis Yosef understand it that way, but it's a good point. Yeah, the reason Beis Yosef ends up saying that you say Al is because it's in the sheet of the Rambam. So he goes with the Rambam, but he does support what we say, Lasik Devar Torah. But just very interesting, because it brings up this interesting idea that the bracha may not just be covering the actual like learning of Torah, but also the keeping of mitzvahs, which we'll get back to soon. Okay, Taisus asked there another fundamental question, that by other brachas and mitzvahs, you make a bracha on the mitzvah, then let's say you stop doing the mitzvah, you do something else, and then you want to do the mitzvah again, so you make another bracha. Right, let's say you take off your tzitzis for a significant period of time, then you put on your tzitzis, make a bracha again. Right, let's say you take off your tefillin, you put them again later, you make a bracha again. Right, that's how it works. Sukkah, Taisus example is sukkah. You go on the sukkah, you make leisha b'sukkah. You come back a few hours later, you make leisha b'sukkah again. So how come by Torah it doesn't work that way? That every time you sit down to learn, you make a bracha b'sukkah Torah again. Why do you just do it once in the morning? Why does it work like that? So Taisa says, put on the mashgiach face. Learning never stops. Learning never stops, right? Everything else in life is just the interruption. And then you go back to learning. So he says, what he's saying, it's not really, huh?
We have seken,
like, right, so it's very interesting. There are technical hafsekim, right?
If you actually stop thinking and learning.
Taisus Lushan, Taisus doesn't say that the person is, right, I remember when I learned the sugya, I remember somebody asking about going to the bathroom. Right. One of the Paisukim who speaks this out, I can't remember who. Yeah. I can't remember who. When we did the Vasikin, I can't remember what it is. Remember who said that? That the halacha is in that. So, yeah. I want to read you the Lashon of Taisus. Shani Torah she'ena miyayish daita. V'kol shah adam mechuyav lomayt. V'chsiv v'gisa b'yayim v'layla. V'havi kama yeshiv kal yayim v'lay hafsik.
Okay, but that would be a question on sukkahs, because you mechuyav to really be in the sukkah the whole time also, no?
Yeah, there's a mitzvah to be in the sukkah, but it's not. Yeah, it's a good point. It's really good to be in the sukkah all the time. Not the same, right?
Yeah,
he's saying if you're out of it, you're out. Oh, so this is very interesting. So the Mishnah Berurah actually, and I think Sefan Chav Beis actually asked this question. He says, so maybe that should be only true for the Lamdanim. He says, "Mi she'ein darka lomoid v'nimlach lomoid." So is he tzarich lach l'varich? It's actually machlekes Magen Avraham and Taz. Like an Avram says, yeah, you're right. This Taisvis is only true for people who are like that, who can't get their face out of a Gemara. They never stop. So for them, it works. But for regular people, then they should make Brichas HaTorah again several times a day. That's the Magen Avram says. We do not.
All three?
He passes like that Alalacha?
No, we do not pass like that Alalacha.
No, but he does?
Magen Avram does. Mm-hmm. Shabru says we pass like the Taz, we pass like the others, who says that this Taisvis is for everybody. It's certainly something to aspire to. What?
You see a guy sit down in the middle of the day, make some
right.
Bracha.
Right.
Because I'm Amoret, so that's why I'm making the Bracha.
No,
not such an Amoret.
Yeah. Taisus basically says that the Bracha lasts all day, but he has two Shitas. One Shita, he says, is that it really lasts because you're never making a Hefsik. If you would make a Hefsik, then you would make a Bracha. There's just nothing that's a Hefsik. The Super Bowl is not a Hefsik. You're waiting. When's the halftime going to come ready for the Shir?
Yeah.
Right, so shame. You're not really stopping. when does
hadas, when you sleep,
right?
So
when you sleep. So he says when you sleep, that's a real hesek hadas. That's a real hefsik. And then in the morning you make another bracha. According to that, says Tosis, if you stay up for 2 days, you don't make a bracha for 2 days. Shavuos morning, according to this shita, you don't say brachas Torah. There's another shita in Tosis that says that it's a daily thing. The takana was to make it every morning. And it doesn't have to do with if there was or wasn't a hefsik. So according to that shita, even if you did not sleep, you still make it the next morning. And because of this uncertainty, that's why we have in other shuls besides for Chachasidim, you have that somebody makes Berachas HaTorah out loud for everyone else, because the people who didn't sleep at all, they have a suffix whether they can make Berachas HaTorah now since they didn't sleep. According to the shita that you can't make a bracha unless you went to sleep to make a hefsik, then you have to listen to someone else. So somebody, I can't remember where it says that even in the bathroom where you're not supposed to learn, but there are also halachas. Everything a person does. Now this comes back to the other question. That's a good point. I don't know. Once you're out, I guess. I don't know.
No, but there's no consciousness.
Right.
So you're not.
It's an interesting question.
Engaging your mind in the learning when you're sleeping.
When you take it,
yeah.
If you sleep during the day, by the way, sleep during the day, we pass you don't make a bracha, but there is a shita that you do. I think maybe the Mishnah Berurah says that you can if you want. That's the famous piece they attribute to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that in Shavuos morning, if you were up all night, but during the day, Erev Shavuos, you took a nap, so he says then you could say Berachas HaTorah. Because if it's a daily bracha, that's already the next morning. If you hold this not a daily bracha, just when you go to sleep, it's a hefsek, so then you slept. So that's a pash, but that's the pashtus. Okay. Now there's a very interesting tzlach. The tzlach says that this idea that a person is always has his head in learning, or is supposed to have his head in learning, is good for the men. But the women don't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So women don't have this obligation to always be into learning, always be into Torah. So maybe a woman who, let's say she said Berachas HaTorah in the morning and she said the psukim, she said the thing, whatever it is, and then later in the day she wants to learn Torah, so maybe she should say Berachas HaTorah again. Because for her there is a hefsek, sort of like the same way we're saying that the Mishnah Berurah has a tzad for Amei Haaretz, which you don't pass in like, that somebody's really, it's unusual for him to learn. So when he decides to open a sefer, he should say Berachas HaTorah. So the tzlach says, for women, there should be such a thing. So the Likud Svarim all quote Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in, I think it's an Halicha Shleimai. He says that, this idea, he says, women too never stop living their lives according to halacha. Everything you do has halachas to it. And for that reason, the Berachas HaTorah keeps going. Now this fits with what we saw before from the Avodram, that the Berachas HaTorah is not just on the learning the words of Torah, but the Berachas HaTorah also on the keeping the mitzvahs.
With that idea, isn't it a problem, if you hold that the Berachas HaTorah is on learning Torah, isn't it a problem to learn Torah before you make that bracha?
Correct, you're not supposed to learn Torah before you make the bracha.
So if you're holding that it's just how you live your life with halachas, shouldn't
Berachas HaTorah be... it's a good kasha. Fractor of Jake, if you're about to do something that's al pi halacha, right.
Literally anything.
Right, anything you do. Right.
When you
wash
your hands.
So I think
there's... At that point, you hold it, it's only actually...
That's what I'm saying. It must be somewhere in between. It must be that the bracha is on the learning, but it's also including as a secondary component the keeping of halacha. And that's enough, at least, that it's not a...
Well, it is the first thing. It used to be that every bracha they made before... Before they put on the shoes, they made a bracha. Now
used to do
say
it, right?
Everything together. So you get the Berachas HaTorah. It's the first thing you do.
But it's not. You've been doing a lot till then. It's a good point. Yeah. I should point out, by the way, the Altram Kelm, he says, based on this logic, he says another pshat. I said there's 1,000 pshatim, so I gave you 2, so I'm going to give you 3. There's only 997 left. In the Gemara that says, Shalai Berachas HaTorah Tchila, so he says like this. He says it doesn't mean they didn't say Berachas HaTorah in the morning. The morning they read it out of the Siddur. Problem was, people had gotten to the point where it really just wasn't true that people weren't learning all the time, that people had their heads in Torah. So when they came in the afternoon to do, I don't know, the Mishnah, the Mishnayis between Mincha Merav and Agudah, really they were now chayav to say Berachas HaTorah. Because their whole day was a hefsek, right? So now they're learning without a bracha, Shalei Berachas HaTorah Tchila. For people who are always learning. So then the afternoon and the evening, they're going to learn. So they're not chayav to say a bracha because they're going like Taisus our whole day. was learning, even though I went to work in between, but fine, that's just, I'm still trying to, can't keep my head out of learning. But for people who really were out of it, so they should have said Berachas HaTorah and they didn't. So Shalei Berachas HaTorah Tchila was a taina on them. Very interesting thing. Okay, there's a lot of little points on the different Nikud Dikdukim of the Berachas. I'm not going to go into all of them. And I don't think we should do a multi-week series on it. I think people are going to get bored. So just a couple of things. There are a few important dinyanim. Tzetzeinu v'tzetzei tzetzeinu. And a lot of Siddurim is printed in parentheses. The reason is like this. First of all, it's interesting that dafka beberchas haTorah, we start talking about the descendants, right? You don't say when you put on tzitzis, yiratzin, that my kids and my grandchildren, my enikel, should wear tzitzis. Like, it's just you bring brach on yourself. But by Torah, we're talking about our descendants also. First of all, I mean, I just personally, I always feel like, I kind of like feel it's too late for me, but at least my kids is a hope. Maybe they'll be Talmid Chacham when they grow up. You know, so yeah, always have that. But the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is actually expressed in the Torah as Vishinantam Levanecha. That's where it says there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The mitzvah is to pass it on to generations. Also, the Mefarshim speak out that there are two sources that it says that a person is supposed to make sure that they, their descendants and their descendants and their children and the children's children learn Torah, right? The Pasuk in Valetzian. Zaracha, Zara Zaracha, Dailam. The special concept that if the generations learn Torah, it continues. But as a nusach diktuk matter, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that you don't have to say tzetzei tzetzeinu, because the descendants of my descendants are part of my descendants, right? You don't say the tzetzeinu, just means all our descendants. The Bach, based on that Gemara of Lo Yemushu Mipichum Pi Zeracha, likes to say it. Okay.
Why don't they use the lashon of tzetzeinu to begin with?
What?
Tzetzeinu is kind of a weird word. Why not?
It means our descendants.
No, but I'm saying...
Oh, why don't say banana? It's a good question. I don't know the answer. I don't know. On Hamalami Torah Lama Yisrael, there are those who have the Girsa Noisen HaTorah. I don't know of any Siddur today that has it, but they say Baruch HaTashem Noisen HaTorah instead of Hamalami Torah Lama Yisrael. And the reason is, the Mefarshim deal with it. Some say, I think it's even attributed to the Rambam's son, to Rav Ramban and Rambam. He says, the Kaddish Baruch Hu didn't teach us the Torah. He gave us the Torah. We have to learn it ourselves. So he says, don't say Hamalami Torah Lama Yisrael. Say Naisen HaTorah. He gave it to us. And in the Siddur Oitzer HaTfilis, there's a commentary called Tikkun Tefillah. He goes to town. He's very upset. He says he doesn't understand it. Look in Tehillim. It says, Lamdeini Chukecha, seven times. Lamdeini Chukecha. And he brings the Gemara Megillah, that you need Shiata Deshmaya to learn. Of course, the Kaddish Baruch Hu teaches us the Torah. Anytime you understand something, it's because Hashem taught it to you. There's a famous Svart, I think, from the Gra. The famous Gemara, it says, Yogati Matsasi Tamin, right? But the other things, Al Tamin. So he says, why does it say Matsasi? It should say Yogati, I worked hard, Vehevanti, and I understood Tamin. But without working hard, you shouldn't believe that somebody understood Torah. So he says, the way it works is like this. The work that we do can't organically lead to us understanding the Torah. Torah is a ruchniyistic thing. It's very hard to stuff it into a gashmiyistic head. But if you do the work, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it to you. So he says, that's why he uses the Lashon Matsasi. Metzia means something you just find. You're walking along in the street and then you find $100. Havayef Mirgazuk, right? He's saying that's what it means. You have to do the work and then it gets, so that's Malami Torah. Asher Bachar Bonu Mikol Amin. So the very interesting question, which is, did HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose us or did we choose him? Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered the Torah to everyone else. He offered it to the Arabs, he offered it to the Ishmaelim. Those are the Arabs. He offered it to the Arabs, he offered it to the Bnei Adam, he offered it to everyone. Right? There's a whole song about it. So what does it mean that Hashem chose us? Right? Everyone had the option. We were the ones who said yes. Right? Okay, Lamaisa, it's an interesting thing to think about. I once heard this, somebody was giving a shiur more in like a Kirov setting where he was talking about the chosenness. Like non-Jews are sometimes offended by the fact that Jews, we call ourselves the chosen people. So he said, well, we're not really the chosen people, we're the people who chose. So Lemaisa, this is based on, it's a pasuk, the pasuk in Veschanan, Ki am kadosh atel Hashem lekecha, b'chom bachar Hashem lekecha liyis lalam segula, Hashem chose us. So there's a Yerushalmi that says, and this is in the, I think it's the Eitz Yosef on the Eitz HaTfilas. It says, Yerushalmi says that, no, it's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, not a Yerushalmi. that, you know, when Mashiach comes, the goyim are going to say, "You should have given us mitzvahs. We would have done it," and it'll give them a chance to do sukkah and it's miyachat day, whole business. So it says there they're going to have tainus on him. Why didn't you give us the Torah? So he's going to say, "What do you mean? I offered it to you. You rejected it." So they're going to say, "Yeah, but when the Jews chickened out in the middle, you were kafaleim harkigigas. You said, take it or." Right, take it or you're going to be buried here. The Shamte Karaskan. Why did you do that to us? So Hashem did really choose us. All right. Let me just leave you with one interesting shtickle. On the Gemara, on the pasuk that says, Alma avda ha'ares, al azam al esterasi, is a very clever line from the Satmar Rebbe. Satmar Rebbe of Yael, whether you like his politics or you don't like his politics, his cleverness is undeniable. So he said like this, Alma avda ha'ares, the land was always called Eretz Yisrael. All the years, they called it Eretz Yisrael. The secular Zionists, when they established the state, they call it Yisrael. Medina is called Yisrael. Alma avda aretz, he said. Why did the land get lost? Al azman es terasi, he said. Because they abandoned the Torah, so the secular people call it Yisrael. You ever notice some svarim, they say printed in Israel. So some svarim they don't want to write printed in Israel. They write printed in E Israel. You ever saw that?
It's interesting. It's like East Israel. Israelis, nobody calls it Israel. They call it Israel.
That's true.
All Israelis.
That's true.
They never refer to Israel. They say, "Well, you're
absolutely
Baretz."
Yeah, in Baretz.
So listen,
that's it. Yes.
So this is Israel.
This is the land.
Just the opposite.
It's absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah. They say there was a guy in a mall in L.A. And he's hopping an elevator. He sees some guys in an elevator. They're clearly Israelis, you can tell. So he wants to know if they're going down. So he says, "Yardim?" So they say, "Lolo, anachnu po rak l'shana."